begin the current daf in the Sefer Chulin daf Ches. We begin the base. Begin Tais Master. Begin the Gemara. Hashayichet besakin shel oyv dekichavim. Someone slaughters with a knife of a non-Jew. Rav Amakoylev, he says, okay, you have to peel away where it was slaughtered, which Tais explains that. Tzarech Lahamid, you have to explain this beyoydin ba that they know shibas yema that it was used within the last day, because the ilav achi, because if not, amai koylif, why are you peeling l'rav according to Rav who's saying this teaching? Hastam kelim shav dikachav main beyoyman. Generally, the non-Jewish vessels were not used in the last 24 hours, and hence it would make what's called tam lefgam, would give a bad taste, and therefore it wouldn't be prohibited taste that you would have to peel away from where it was slaughtered. Begab echbar b'shichra. Now, regarding the case of the mouse that fell into the beer, Beperek Basu the Maseches of a design of some Chesem Abeis, with Mesubik Lili Gemara, the Gemara is not sure. Himself a Rav, does Rav hold Nisim Tamil of Kam as Mutter, that if it gives a bad taste, it's going to be permitted, Oy Aser, or is it forbidden? Virayim, and meaning to say that So what Tais is trying to say is that you see that Rav says Tam Lefgam. What's the Gemara asking about? You're saying why wouldn't you answer from our Gemara? Obviously, that because they were talking about that we knew it's a Ben Yoimai, so it's still giving a good taste and it's not Lefgam. Because if it was not Ben Yoimai, so then you could have said, oh, you could prove from over here that you hold that you see that it's Aser, even if it's not Ben Yoimai. So Taisus and Viraya proof that the stam klei avik kachav me'in ben yoyman, that in general it's not used that day, and that's right, therefore it normally would be okay. Here we're talking about, or at least debatable, versus over here we're saying that's problematic because they knew it was used in the last 24 hours. Is meshemesh levi kachav? It's from the oil of a non-Jew. The non perik imamid in the gemara by zodav lamahi. The Mishnah tells us that the aser, that there's a problem with the oil of non-Jews. Shmuel explains the Gemara why. That the flow of the absorbed taste from their non-kosher vessels is what makes the oil inside forbidden. For common, he says, but they took a vote and they said, no, the oil is permitted. Why? Because they hold, since it gives a bad taste, it's permitted. Now, Tam Lefgam the Kamar. So Tais explains this, that he says it's a bad taste. The reason is because the Ein Binyamin, because we presume that their vessels generally would not use in the last 24 hours, as Tracy explains. Because the Ein Limer don't say that, no, the Fila have a Hashem Nunis Be'en. Even if the fattiness was visible, when they sometimes have Gambashem, that just gives a bad taste, it's just not a good mixture. It gives a bad taste in the oil, and that's why it's permitted. No, because if that's the case, Kashem Asnit and Dahasam, then the Mishnah over there is difficult. The Shari Dvash, where the Mishnah says, oh, the honey is okay. What should be the concern? If they're going to mix in something tray, if Mr. Sar is going to give it a bad taste, they want to keep the honey pure. If because they absorb taste from their vessels, that it gives a bad taste is permitted. Now, on the other hand, oil originally was prohibited. Well, why would it be prohibited? I'll explain to you, because the reason they got the dvash. Because by honey, I feel like Shemnun is be'en loisin tam bedvash lefgam. The actual fattiness, it gives a bad taste in the honey. So therefore, it's always permitted. B'shemet, but by oil, ain't apagam. No, it's not really giving it a bad taste. El m'shem she'en b'nyayman, because it's old flavors. Old flavors is giving it a bad taste. And that's why it would be prohibited. Meaning, what you see is that the reason why ultimately it's permitted is because it's old flavors, but if it was visible, it would make it forbidden. So that's what's saying, that's why the oil ultimately is permitted, because of Tam Lefgam, as you see that, because we presume that generally their vessels were not used in the last 24 hours. Boy, moreover, the Mefarash Hasam, the Gemara explains over there, Taima, the Korchel Chalsas, the Aser, why is this sharp vegetable that they have from the non-Jews, it's forbidden? Mishum the Mafsikir Lebesakino, because they cut it with a knife. And so it has the trefa blias. Avag of nois tam lefgam mutter, even though when they get, it emits the bad taste, it's permitted. But agav chorva the chilz is mechal yalei, but the sharpness of the vegetable, it reawakens the old flavors, it makes it like fresh. Mashab al shvachim, and therefore makes it like it's good. Now, but if you would say that generally the vessel was used in the last 24 hours, I'm not going to come into that reason that it reawakens it. What do you mean? It is new. Obviously, that's again another right place it says that you see that stam kelim shel akum is in binyama, which generally means to say that after the fact that there would not be any problem about kashrus. Next says master because it says begins with the words of the Gemara, aka agab duchkut zekinabala. Through the pushing of the knife, that's how to absorb. Now, based on this, Rabbi Yitzchak bar Meir, the Rivam, he required because of this, something called nikur, which you have to get rid of the forbidden fats from the animal. After that, they would cut away those fats. To go now and peel away all the places where they cut with the knife, because since it absorbed from the fats, which was being cut away, when you're pressing, and that pressing is creating an absorption of taste. Also, when they would bring the meat from the kosher meat from the non-kosher butcher houses, however, he required that they have to peel away where the non-Jews had cut, just the butchers, with his knife, because that creates absorbed taste. But says, but we have to find the reasoning for our custom, which the custom is to be lenient not to do this. Says the Dilma, maybe based on Shechita Davka. Yeah, our Gemara that says this halacha specifically was the place of where the slaughtering was. Should I say Ktsas? Although it's saying that it's not hot, but it is a little bit warm. So Mahani Duchakit the Sakina, that's where the pushing of the knife is effective to create absorbed taste. Teda, he says, you should know this, but the Kin Besamach, from the fact that the Gemara makes the inference shortly, that Teranamik Kabbalah, maybe Menachai, that, what do you mean? That even when something permitted, it should be a problem because it, when you're cutting, it's still a living creature, and that's Eva Menachai, and those bliyas should make it problematic when you're slaughtering. Shon the Gemara says, Leim is Kabbalah, when is it absorbing the Chichaimah, when it gets warmed up, and that's only at the end. It says, Taisav Hashta Lishna Deduchkut Desakina, but now according to this, the different maskil of this Taisav, according to the answer that the Gemara gives, the second approach, that it's just the pushing of the knife creates absorption, Tikshali Hachi, what do you mean? That she, this question comes back, the Terinami, that you should say, even what's permitted, Agav Duchkut Desakina, but by the pushing of the knife, Kabbalah, it's absorbing. Dilemotzi Lishno Yahachi, and she can't give the answer that was given. Alavade, rather, obviously, Agav Duchkut Desakina. No, you have to say that. Even with the pushing of the knife, namele bala, it only absorbs a little bit of shechit, only at the end of the shechit, because the chayma, that's when it's warm a little bit. That's proving the same point they're saying, that just cutting is not. It has to have a little warmth. Voidamrin and perk bala kol basa, also the Gemara later on of Kofir Avam and Bey says, tznoyin shechotchu besakin shal basa, radish that was cut with a meat knife, also la'achle bekutach, he can't eat it with his dairy dip. Why? Because the agav kurfa did tznoyin, because of the sharpness of the radish, polita sakin. So the knife emits its taste, ubal its nine, and the radish absorbs its taste. So what you see from here is a mushum tuch galoy. Just from the fact that it's pushing, then it doesn't have to be a radish. Anything that you're saying pushing absorbs. Obviously, no. It's only something that's a little bit warm or something sharp like a radish. And again, that's why our custom is to be lenient and not require peeling away like the Rivam wanted to say. Next taste masal taste begins with the words of the Gemara, sakin treifa pligi b'chulu, regarding a non-kosher knife. So then that's where we have this disagreement regarding how do we go ahead and kasher the non-kosher knife. But says Tosfos Mashma, it sounds like from here, the sakin kshera, but a kosher knife, meaning it was used to slaughter a kosher animal. The kulama, but saying, according to everyone, it's enough to just wash it off, which says Tosfos Aina Dafka, that's specifically le'inyan lishchad bo pamacheres, if you want to slaughter with it another time. And the chiddush in that is, even though the knife is dirty with much blood, anyways, which that's why some say to take out the gears of Betzayin, and that it might not be relevant, because even if it has the blood, Balavachi, anyways, yesh dam harbe bebeis hashchitam in the behema atzma. Anyways, there's a lot of blood where it's being slaughtered from the animal itself. And it's not absorbing it. Why? Mishum the tree di simonim lifle dam, because since the pipes are busy getting expelling the blood, so it's not absorbing. And the same thing is for the knife. Meaning, because it's being used to expel the blood, and therefore it's not absorbing the blood. But if you want to just, let's say, cut a piece of hot meat, actually, even if you had used to slaughter a kosher animal, also it's actually problematic, because like the Gemara says over there, a knife that used to slaughter, also lachta b'reseach, and now used to cut hot meat, because now it's not busy expelling anything. So actually, the knife will have this problem where by cutting hot, since it's not busy expelling, so it's gonna absorb from the knife the taste of the blood it absorbed, and it's going to get absorbed in the hot food, and therefore that actually would be a problem. You put a kosher knife. Next says Master, to begin with the words the Gemara b'Hilchos of the Halacha is a fila b'tzaynin, even if it's cold. V'ike balis of the paras of b'chulu, the Gemara tells us that a knife that was used to shecht the trefa does not need hagala, and it's enough with even just b'tzaynin with cold, or possibly just wiping off. Says Tesis v'had be'in m'seif m'sechz b'tzar. What do you do with the question? The Gemara asks at the end of the dessert, I find Vavim Abeis, that the Gemara requires, that the Bayi requires, Ni'itza Yud Pam Bakarka, to stick the knife 10 times in the ground. Lak Dachba Tzainin, if someone wants to go ahead and cut with cold, Basakat Shalab Dikachavim, with the non Jewish knife. And here we're saying it's enough just to wash it off. So it says leidami l'sakin treifa d'hacha. Here it's not similar to the knife that was used to cut a non-kosher animal over here, because the krab alma, that was just a one-time happenstance. So that's enough just to wash it off. A besakin shalabi kachavim, but over there regarding the knife of a non-Jew, mitesh shechaytchem, but yisur tamid, since they always use it, this knife again and again and again for prohibited entities, nitpuk by Hashem nunis. So the fattiness is stuck onto it. Ve'inyetim en nebalei neitz, and if it doesn't come out without sticking to the ground, there is not a contradiction. She explains differently. He says, "Mishum the hasam over there, chaytich by iser isech. They use it to cut hot, prohibited food." Here he holds that the area of where the slaughtering is by the neck is considered cold in comparison, and therefore it's not really absorbed more than you just have to wash it off. It says, "Teis v'kash le'pirush," but it's difficult on his interpretation because the perikal I would call bas the gemara later on of kofi rafam beis amashmul. He says, "Saket sheshachet ba," a knife that was used to slaughter. You can't use it to cut a hot piece of meat. Even if it was washed off, like it sounds after that, the Kama that says that to go ahead and cut for cold. How do you validate that? Some say that you have to wash it off. Pirish. So Tais explains what does that mean. Hasaken. It's not like the way Rashi explains, the Pirush Hashem explains with the Basakoi, it's going, you have to wash off the meat. So it says it can't be because Menakat Baya Lush in the cave. And the fact that it says without Bayi, it says Bayo, without Aleph, that's a feminine terminology. And moreover, the Takan Sakin Aslash Minan. The Gemara there is talking about the remedy of the knife. Because the Kama, like it says, Asalachtach Barisech, in Allah cut the hot meat, Tachinachtach Barzainen, also to cut cold. So, I mean, it's obviously going on the knife. So one thing you see is the amuk sava beis hashchita reisech, that is talking about that it's considering that the area where it was slaughtered as hot, and therefore the knife absorbs the blood. Filach, even so, lachtach but seinen to cut coal loy boy needs it does not need to be stuck into the ground. So you see, even if it's hot, if you would hold bitzushchidah is yosef, as obvious in the Gemara over there, that you don't need the itza. That's not like Rabbeinu Tam, who said that the reason why we're saying here that doesn't need the itza is because the base tushchidah is cold. The shemit hesed you can say is no. The shani hasim there is different. The leki sur there really is no prohibition over there. Mishum dam is only because of blood, and bedam and blood itself leibalakol kach. It's not really so absorbent because the dumb mishak sharik, it really is. It's something that it's not so sticky. It flows away. So therefore, that's why it's going to be different, and it's not going to require the itzah. However, asuch lachtach by resech. At the same time, it's still forbidden to cut subsequently a hot piece of meat, or I feel it's tainin, or even cold b'lehadocha kinuach without washing or wiping it off. L'amri la. According to those who say that it doesn't need washing, but at least it needs to be wiped, yeah. Because ultimately there's so much blood there on the knife. And therefore, kamay, it's similar to the case of kavde ilu bisra, when you have the liver on top of the meat. It's also ketchila that we say, okay, initially it's forbidden. But I mean mishra shark, and we don't say like it just slides away, because there's so much blood there in the liver. So that's why it would require something. Because ultimately there is some level, but it's not going to be as much as regular Isra, and therefore does not require Ni'itza Bekarka. And there was not difficult under Rabbeinu Tam. Tanakh says, Master, it tells the beginning with the words of Gemara, B'lesakin chada. So make one, B'lachtach basa b'chulu, and go ahead and cut the meat, and then cut the fat, and then you won't have this problem. You don't have to have a special knife for the fats. Now, what's bothering Taisus is that, well, what do you do with the next time that you have to shech? Says, yeah, pamacheres, and then another time, kshir tzalach, b'lachtach, basa, and he's going to want to cut the meat, yizach lach shirib, but then he'll already remember to kasher it. Now, another question Taisus addressed, well, asakin sheshachet ba, now regarding the knife that you slaughter with, leipach, the Gemara doesn't ask sheyishchet ba hadu yachtich, that you should slaughter and then cut, because the sakin sheshachet ba, because the knife that they slaughter with, regin l'sham, that they're careful to safeguard, like the skalka, that it doesn't get ruined, and therefore we're not going to run into this problem. In Shabbos, not in Sotu, regarding Shabbos, we say regarding Muktzah, Machmas Chasar and Kis, the Kiyesa Shemachreshu, it's like the peg of a plow, it's very expensive and people are very careful. So we're not going to run into the problem of using it for other things. Next says, Master begins the Gemara, Lishchab Inish Kafli Elev Bisra. The person should not put the flanks, where there's the fats on top of the basa, on top of the meat, where you have the problem about the kashas. So Tais explains, that's after it was cut, miyad, right away, before the meat cools off. After it cools off, there's no concern about putting the fats on it. Like it says in Vayikra, that they would put the fats onto the breast. Obviously, they weren't concerned for the bleas of the meat becoming not kosher from the fats.